Well, it's 12:45 a.m. and we have just stopped off at Baxter's, the famous Baxter's soup manufacturer and village. They have a little Crofton village here set up with gift shops, beautiful square where I'm standing just now in the sunshine, and we've just had one of their lovely soups, ham and lentil soup, gorgeous stuff. We always drop off here. This is a kind of a culinary trail for us, to be honest with you, where we pick up Macbeth's bacon and sausages at Forest, and then we head to Fockerburs, where we have Baxter's soup, and then Port Soy for their famous ice cream, and Macduff, hopefully, if the wee bakers are open, for their famous apple pie. It's a gorgeous day now, the sun's out, and it's what a difference. And if you are ever up this way, please do drop into Baxter's. It's a gorgeous place to visit, great food, and just such a wonderful place. You must come into Baxter's and have their soup and their giant pancakes. And of course, visit their wee gift shops. And I think I've just lost Mary. Well, it's now 1:30 p.m. and we've left Baxter's after having been giving a free sample of Glentocher's malt whisky, which was lovely, topped up with a wee drap water, as the old expert convinced me to have, and what a difference it made. It was gorgeous. So just stopped over, now on the trail proper, the northeast shore coast rail trail proper, and windy road following the coast, very quiet roads. And we'll be heading through Bucky and Macduff and Port Soy and Cullen. I stopped off at Port Gordon here, Port Gordon, just to watch the tide come in here. It's a gorgeous little village, really old, ancient in fact, and not a lot of life about it, to be honest. Tiny wee place, but what a beautiful outlook they've got over the sea. It's absolutely stunning. And the sun's shining, and it's wonderful. And all is at one with the world. Speak soon. 2 p.m. now, and we have stopped off at Cullen, or Cullen, however you want to pronounce it, famous for that beautiful soup, Cullen Skink, and it's still stunningly gorgeous here today, and I'm just almost below the railway viaduct that runs right up through the, or across the town I should say, and the view to the bay. It has a marvellous bay, stretches right round, about a mile and a half, 2 mile long. And I can see the surf rolling in. Oh, it's beautiful. No Cullen Skink today though, we've already had our soup at Baxter's. We're just going to head off now. Mary's in a wee trinket shop she likes to drop off, and she already picked up two or three bargains, presents to take home for some of her friends. And we're heading on now to Port Soy and Macduff. Hope this weather keeps up. 2:35 p.m. and we've just headed along to Macduff through Banff. We stopped off at Port Soy and had one of their amazing ice cream cones you'll ever have. They are amazing for the price. All frills for Mary, chocolate dip, chocolate flake. Me, chopped nuts, but they didn't have any, so I just settled for extra vanilla. It's equivalent of eating a bucket of ice cream and a cone. That's fantastic stuff. Ice cream dribbling down the wrists. But anyway, stopped off at Macduff now. Race through Banff. We'll go back and do some shopping there maybe later on this afternoon. But Mary's desperate to get this apple pie, famous apple pie, from this tiny wee bakery on the steep sloping road facing the harbour. The bakery is called the Home Bakery, and it's J.W.R. Duguid. D-U-G-U-I-D. In other words, that's like do good, if you like. And I hope she comes out. If she comes out with a big smile on her face, she's gone. I know that for sure. We'll have that for tea later and take some back for the caravan. And the smile is on the face. My God, she's cheering away. It must be apple pie. I'll have to speak soon. I'll let you know how it goes.